Hello, we are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 3, page 121 in the Hebrew book. You can ask questions at kab.tv and selected questions will be live.
Item 5.
The average Bechina is included from two sparks, the spark of the Creator that is clothed in the spark of the created being, in which there are the roots of the Naran Chai in a man.
Naran, he doesn't count Yechida, because he says this is the source of all lights.
Item 5. And the intention is that there is a very small spark which is the aspect of godliness, and it is extended from the final degree in the Creator, and that's it. This spark is clothed in the force, in the potential of another spark, the created being, which is a minute soul called Yechida. And in that spark, there are the roots of the four aspects of spirituality, which are Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and Chaya.
Yes. So, item 20 is the spark. Let's see what he writes about the spark down below.
So, letter 20, inner light, meaning in Keter, which is Yechida. The nitzotz of the Creator is called Ein Sof.
Yes.
And the nitzotz of the created being is called Keter of the degree. It is also called Gar, the Rosh of the degree, containing interior for Bechinot of O Yeshar, where Ein Sof expands for the Zivug de Haka'ah, coupling through striking, raising O Chozer, reflected light, and clothing the O Yeshar, direct light, from below upwards. That in turn creates the root of the Kelim. And all of this is called a nitzotz of the created being, or Yechida. It is called nitzotz, spark, after the Or Chozer that rises, where the nitzotz, spark of the Creator, clothes in this Or Chozer. This is why the Ari wrote that nitzotz clothed by the power of another spark, a creature, a created being.
Again, item 20, meaning, what is the spark? Meaning in Keter, which is Yechida, the nitzotz of the Creator is called Ein Sof, and the nitzotz of the creature is called Keter of the degree. It is also called Gar, the Rosh of the degree, containing interior four prinot of Or Yeshar, where Ein Sof, even in Rosh and Keter, anything, where Ein Sof expands for Zivug Daka, raising Or Chozer, and clothing the Or Yeshar from below upward. That, in turn, creates the roots of the Kelim, meaning the Or Yeshar, the direct light coming, stumbles upon the Masach, it raises it back in Zivug Daka, and this reflected light clothes the direct light, and with this, the roots of the Kelim are made. Why are they called roots of Kelim? Because out of grasping the direct light in it, this is the condition that later on he may reach the expansion in the Kelim, meaning below the Pederosh, below the Masach. All this is called Nitzotz of a creature, or Yechida. It is called Nitzotz after the Or Chozer that rises, where the Nitzotz of the Creator clothes in Or Chozer. This is why the Ari wrote that Nitzotz clothes by the power of another spark, a creature, a created being. Meaning the spark of the Creator clothes in the spark of the created being to the extent that the created being is able to close his nitzotz on the creator. The roots of the kelim are the rosh of the potzuf. Questions? Nisi? Go on.
So, if a spark closes in a nitzotz, another spark, what is created then?
Over there, certainly. In these cases, certainly. This is what you discover in the Rosh of the Potzuf. More? Yes?
Yosef from Jerusalem asks, what role does the middle, the average Bechina have in the work?
What is average? The average in you?
He writes here that between the spiritual degree and the body, there's another degree that includes both of them. It's the fourth discernment, the fourth Bechina, because it has a spark in it of light, and it is the average.
Well?
So he's asking, what role does this average Bechina have?
This average Bechina includes them both, the creator and the creature. This is exactly clothing of the direct light and the reflected light. Go on, item 30. What is item 30? Where is it? Yes. There are the roots of the four Bechinot. What are they? Because itlapshut and sof in Or Chozer, that ascends from below upward, does not generate complete kelim, but only roots of kelim. Hence the words of the Rav, the Ari, the roots of the four Bechinot. It's clear, right? What the reflected light clothes on the direct light in the Rosh of the Patsuf is only the roots of the kelim. Or you can also call them kelim be'alma, meaning not yet the will to receive. What the will to receive is planning. This is why it's called Rosh. This is what I'm planning to do. And later on, if it exists in the Rosh, then whatever is in the Rosh can be clothed in the Guf. Except for the case of the shattering of the vessels, where the Rosh and the Guf, there were different governances there. In the Rosh, the Bina governed, and in the Guf, the Malchut governed. Therefore, whatever was in the Rosh spread out to the Guf, but the Guf was shattered, because the head, the Rosh, wasn't able to take under account all these forces that were in the Guf. There was this attribute lacking in the Rosh. But this is only in the case of the shattering of the vessels where it was made on purpose in order to shatter them. Whereas here, wherever we see also in the Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, and also in Tzimtzum Bet, the second one, there is no case where the Rosh and the Guf are different. They are always, the correct decision is always in the Rosh, and only then it spreads out from the Rosh to the Guf. Why is it so? Because in the upper light which shines, illuminates, we know exactly how to sort out these desires which we want to raise to Zivug Daka, and whatever is left is for the Patsuf. Item 40. Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. What does he want to say about that? You already know that the Nefesh is clothed in Malchut, Ruach in Zeranpin, Neshama in Bina, and Chaya in Chochma. These Kelim are the four above Bchinot. Four Bchinot. Well, it's clear, right? Or isn't it? Nice, Terans.
I would like to know why we are always talking about Or Yashar, Or Chozer, but never Or Pnimi.
למה אנחנו מדברים כל הזמן על אור ישר ואור חוזר, אבל אף פעם לא על אור פנימי?
אור פנימי זה...
אור פנימי, inner light, is whatever spreads from פה and below in the תוך of the פרצוף. From the פה until the טבור. This is called inner light. Well,
but this is what is useful for us. This is what really enters inside the clay.
It enters the clay. That is why it is called inner.
So why is he not describing that?
We do not yet speak about it. What does he want? Every place to say everything? Or whatever he wants? He's a French guy. No, we're not speaking about this yet. We're speaking about the sparks, the roots of the kelim. We're speaking about whatever is going on in the Rosh, in the thought, in the account. Inner is, you know these things. You're just asking to make me angry. No? Look, you have the Rosh of the Partsuf, right? This is it. This is Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. Yes? Aviyut, coarseness, or Prinot, or discernments, what is this, the Rosh of the Partsuf? Tell me. In the beginning, we have Guf of the Partsuf. I have not even so in such a manner. I have Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. Prinot. This is Malchut. This is all Malchut. I begin to think, what am I going to do with this Malchut? And then I know that I cannot work with it. I need to think how I divide it to desires I can work with and desires I cannot work with. What do I do here? I make this calculation. Out of every Prina, the part with which I can work, and there is a part that I cannot work with. And then it turns out for me that my goof becomes divided. This goof is divided into two halves. This is the upper half. It is called Toch. Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. And this is the Sof. Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. With this one I can use. These are called Mitzvot of Aseh, do. And these do not do. With this one I can use in the Toch. And here, when later on the Opnimi, the inner light which you are so concerned about, will be spread. And down here, there will be Or Chozer, reflected light. The Makom is called Tabu. This is Pe, and this is Siyum or Sof. Siyum, yes? I divided this. These are my desires divided. Now that I've divided them, how do I use them? Yes? And then I do the calculation. The calculation is done in the Rosh. I do the calculation in the Rosh. In the Rosh I have also Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. Chinot, but in thought, not in action. And I do the calculation, how much each and how. In the Rosh I discovered that I am receiving something which is called Or, light. It comes to me. And how does each and every desire in me respond to this light? One responds this way, the other like this, the other the third, the fourth, and the fifth. And then I sort these desires according to the light. I reject a large desire I reject to use in a great force. If it's a smaller desire, I reject it with a smaller force. So it turns out that I may illustrate it in this way, that the direct light comes here, and all aviyut, in each aviyut, I reject it up to the ketel, but because the aviyut is lessened here, therefore I can reject it in this manner. Maybe it's better off to do it in a different way. This is up to the ketel, and this is smaller until the chokhmah. This is a small desire unto Bina, and this is unto Zeranpin, and this is up to the Malchut. So I have these desires which are called Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida, which are Bchina Daled, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shoresh. The light that extends to here is called Or Yashar, direct light, and these lights, all of them, all of these lights, they are called Or Chozer, reflected light. And the direct light clothes the reflected light, and then this form turns out. The direct light is in the reflected light. And then it fills up the kli. It turns out that what we have in the Rosh over here is called thought, machshava. And this is deed, action. So this is the inner light, and this is an empty space in the sof of the potsuf. Only reflected light. You reject it. You want nothing. Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, without a shirt on. Has nothing and needs nothing. When does he begin to discover that he needs more to receive in order to bestow? When Bina is extended, enters there, Nekudot de Sag, then he begins to see that you may bestow with the power of Bina. I want that. There is an opportunity here. Yes, Nahari.
Where does chassadim enter here, and what's the difference between that and the reflected light?
Where are you speaking exactly?
No, where is the or of chassadim in this picture in general, and what's the difference between or chassadim and or chazel?
This is a question. Or Chozer is Or Chozer is my intention to return the pleasure to the host. And when we are speaking of Or Chozer, we're speaking of the connection between the created being and the creator. This is the Or Chozer. Or Chasadim, we speak about the state of the kli. In what manner it is, also with respect to the host, but it's more correct to say with respect to himself, to his aviyut, to his condition, except for condition. Yes, condition. It's something more than a state. It's a condition. The essence, maybe. terms, maybe condition. In short, the light in mercy, Chafetz Chesed, speaks more about the condition in the Kli. Or Chozer is with respect to something, with respect to the Creator. But in fourth part of Istaklut Pnimit, inner reflection, in the supplements, there is an addition where he explains that we have 20 different types of Or Chozer and maybe 15 different types of Or Yashar and Chafetz Chesed and whatever you'd like. And this is only a little bit what he says from many more discernments he doesn't talk about. But more or less, this is what... Alright, yes, Motlo. What's going on with the Turkish group? Everything's all right? It's organized? Wait a minute, take a microphone and say it out loud.
Everything's fine. Yesterday we received all the visas, requests. Today we're getting them from the consulate, from the embassy. First friend is going to be here Sunday.
Wonderful. That's very nice. And later on, some more. That's great.
Also, we're getting ready for our congresses, having our Skype workshops every evening.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to ask, to continue on a hurry, what exactly is the connection to the Creator in the form of chesed, of mercy, of restriction? If our connection with the Creator is with respect to receiving and giving...
You're continuing in a cunning way, just as he does. You're similar. I'll tell you why. Yeah, this is good. I like this. Because Ora Chasadim, it has the form of connection with the Creator. On the one hand, I need nothing yet. Even a shirt I don't need. You remember this example from the Chafetz Chesed in the woods that needs nothing. But needing nothing is a correction which rides upon its will to receive. It's not that he's airy, that he has nothing in it. We're speaking about the creature, which is the will to receive, the will to enjoy. It's cruel. He cares about nothing but himself. And we're talking about anyone, the smallest creature. If it's a creature, it's a will to receive. That's it. And then we speak only about the extent of corrections, that the upper light provided these corrections, and this is why he exists. So what is the correction of Chafetz Chesed, you ask?
There's some revelation or something?
In Chafetz Chesed, delighted mercy is a correction, a force from above that dwells suddenly upon me and neutralizes my will to receive. But in what way it neutralizes it? I have the will to receive, Shorish Aleph Bet Gimel Daled. I receive the force of correction that the will to receive is neutralized, let's say. It becomes, it doesn't feel, it's not that it doesn't feel, meaning I don't have anything. This is how it is in our world, that from time to time we change in such a way that, what was yesterday? I don't remember. Maybe you can explain what was yesterday, like a drunkard, as if I received a blow on my head. No, here it's not so. The Rishimoste, all things remain. I am in recognition. I know who I am, what I am. It's not like this world that the day... One day after, you forget what you spoke about, what you decided. There are such changes in their mind. In spirituality, it's eternal. All the Rishimot, they all stay. Meaning you actually have the will to receive. This will to receive is... The will to receive includes five parts. Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. You receive a correction. Something illuminates upon you. This thing that illuminates neutralizes your will to receive in order to receive. meaning you have a desire, there is the intention in order to receive, and there is an upper force which neutralizes your intention in order to receive. All these things are in you, and in all level of aviyut of Shosh Aleph Bet Gimel, that it has one. This is the state of Chafetz Chesed. He knows he is Chafetz Chesed. Why? Where from? What is holding him? Everything. And he may work with this. Meaning, the Chafetz Chesed in the woods doesn't explain this whole picture. In spirituality, Chafetz Chesed is a pretty active state.
If the light is still keeping it in Chafetz Chesed, then it doesn't have any independence.
How does he come to the state where the light comes to him and guards him? He obligates the light to guard him.
How? How?
How do we speak about the Ibu, mister? About the Ibu we speak with what force I must penetrate into the womb in order to be rewarded in her conceiving, having me. You saw these movies, how hard it is. One out of millions, billions comes and succeeds.
What you said now is not so clear. How to obligate it, because...
How to obligate the Creator to correct, to give this correction of Chafetz Chesed. How
yes.
is a different thing. We don't have time for that. But at least you should know it's a great effort.
An effort in what?
To obligate the Creator. And to be in it all the time, so that He will give you the light and the quality of Chafetz Chesed.
So it's only the demand?
The demand, but this demand is also complex, because I must know all my desires, all qualities, all thoughts, everything that goes on in me, and accordingly I must scrutinize these things and ask for Him. Do this like that, and that like this. There are levels of aviyut there. I'm in Chafetz Chesed, meaning I'm in some acquaintance with the Creator. This is a great step towards Him. It's do not do to your friend what is hated upon you. With this, I acquire His qualities. Half of my kelim are corrected by Chafetz Chesed, Ramach, organs, Evarim.
It is unclear how to acquire this. That's what I'm trying to scrutinize. We want to live in a state of...
By nullification in the group.
But...
With this, we'll finish, and you should be good. Think about it until tomorrow. So, today we have, how do we call this? A special exercise. It's a lesson about entering the state of the Congress, entering the state of the convention. And we have two hosts, which are Eran Shiovitz and Eli Vinokur. I can hear the applause. Go on.
We'll move on to the next part. Let's sing first.
The world is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature is talking, it speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection, its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, we must all unite.
chasing pleasures all our lives. What is the purpose? No satisfaction, on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shemati, shemati, love will light the way. Shemati, shemati, I heard a wise man say. Shemati, shemati, let us spread this light. Shemati, shemati, let us all unite. La la la. Love will light the way. Shemati, shemati, I heard a wise man say. Shemati, shemati, let us spread this light. Shemati.